Okay, so but now we're sort of I'm recording, and I want to welcome everyone to join the conversation, find out more about birth psychology. And today we have a couple of callers that are just interested in our program. So I'm going to go ahead and give a little bit of a tour and have any questions answered that anybody has. Karen, this is Kaya, and she's lives in Mexico. And lived all over South America for 12 years. And this is our administrator, Kaya, and she's also grew up in South America.
Oh,
So I thought you would want to know that. So,
thank you. Hola, hola.
so Lauren sends me a message. I'm running around getting ready for work, but I wanted to tune in and listen. Lauren, if you could tell me what questions you have, that would be great. Because I try and orient my conversations with people that show up and what it is that they want for themselves. And we have another one, Nadia. Hi, Nadia. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, you just
Hey.
have curiosity. So, Lauren, you're not one of our students. You're just someone who might be interested. All right, and then Nadia, thank you. And Nadia, what brings you to the call today? What do you want for yourself today?
I actually was not, sorry, I have a little bit, I have a quote.
That's okay.
I just found your name when I got the email that you are on parenting, and I was really interesting to listen.
Okay.
Because otherwise I am in the module 3 and I'm not in parenting sessions. If you know what I mean, it's like,
Yes, I do.
yeah.
So that's good. So you're in module 3. So that's great. I love module 3, epigenetics.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we just I'm going to start with just showing Kaya around a little bit about us, and then I'll take us into the conversation today around parenting. And now I've put you all on mute so I can have a clear background, and but if you have a question, please put your hand up, which is an option in Zoom, or you can just type a question into the chat. But I'll be checking back with you and asking for questions. So I'm just going to share my screen, and I'm hoping that you all can see. Can you see the website, or do you see just my gaming software? Okay. Karen, what do you see? Do you see this birth psychology website?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So I like to start here whenever I try and answer people's questions about birth psychology, simply because there's just so much information on the website. And you can enter into our classroom here, but all along here, there's things that are really good to know. Upcoming congresses, and we have a free conscious baby e-zine, Kaya, where you can just click this and it takes you to our paper. This just tells you all around all kinds of topics every month on our paradigm. But I also want to show you, if you're so interested in everything, which is how I used to be when I first started, and I still am, by the way. I mean, Karen can attest. I am still passionate and always coming up with something new. Here we have, under resources, we have free articles. And this is a great place for you to start. And you can just read through all these things on the left-hand side are all these stories about us and about our paradigm and things that have meaning in our paradigm. So you can click on those and just read. And I used to come here when I first started 20 years ago, reading everything I could about birth psychology. And another thing I like to show people is that we have these bibliographies, and there's one that's much more classic, that older books but are still great. And then we have a newer one. So if you want to look at books that help support our paradigm, you can easily just come in here and have a look around. Okay, so I'm going to take us to the classroom. So when you come, to the front page, you can just click on the classroom here, and that takes you. We have a separate page for the our learning environment. So this is what you get when you come on here. If you want, you can click on our blog and find out more about some of our student projects and some of the newest things that are happening for us and students. We have free content, which is like a lot of lectures that we share. You can come in here and just, you can listen, and you can, this is a great way you can see more of the tour of our classroom, and you can click on free lectures here. It's all free. You can go to frequently asked questions. That's free also, and you can come down and just see more answers to questions. All you got to do is click on any of these buttons on the right. For the classes, for our certificate program, you want to click on the perinatal educator program. I'm already enrolled in the course, so I'm just going to click on it. And these are all the, I want to show you what's included. So we have 11 modules, and you can just click on one, and we have a learning objectives for each of those. So because this month of June, we have our live lecture series every month, and every Monday we're here with a lecture or a conversation that will help you as a student. And so that this month of June is parenting, our parenting styles. So this is just to give you a sense of it as a student. You have your some learning objectives. We also have required reading. So for this module, and I just want to name, I'll take you back to showing you the complete book list. We have 15 extra books that we ask you to purchase. We supply a lot of articles and other and movies and films and things, but we have 15 books that we have requested that you purchase. But this is the things that you'll be reading are required, and then sometimes we have suggested. But I usually just require a couple of chapters, and a lot of the books repeat in many of our modules. Like this one, The Integrative Approaches to Treating Babies and Children. And then we have this one, Robin Grill. He's just in this module. So this is just this module pretty much. But this is the things that I want you to look at. And then we have an extra link for materials that you have to borrow. Parenting from the Inside Out is just a tremendous book. If you are having children or helping parents, that is an amazing book. And then Pre-Parenting, Nurturing Your Child from Conception. And that's one of the books that was written by Thomas Verney and Pamela Weintraub. And like I said, this book is a new book. It was just published in 2017. That's a great book to have if you're wanting to work with families. But I do require you to read, so you will have to have it as a student. If you don't, you might miss the question, and that's okay. You only have to pass it with 80%. So in this module, we have some beautiful, and every module, we provide a lot of information, as you can see here on the left-hand side. We have information that you read, and these are downloadable. You can click and download. If you come to the bottom of the screen, you can download it by clicking on it. This is a wonderful nine principles of conscious early parenting. Up here, you just click complete and continue. And so this is an interview that I did with Robin Grill, and it just takes you through. So we have all these resources that you read, and then we have films. So this is a film about a conscious conception, and this is one of our companies that partnered with us that created lots of documentary films. There are 18 of them that are woven into our curriculum, and you just click on the little arrow, and the video comes up. And so there's two videos in this content on parenting. And then if you complete and continue, you'll always have to click up here to complete and continue, and it will tell you in on the left-hand side here when it's complete. It will track you. So you just read through, and then when you get to the end, oh yeah, here we have some really great videos about attachment styles. So you just want to make sure that you go through all of them. And this is about attachment. And so you're able to look at all the videos about the different attachment styles, which are great to learn about. And then when you finally get through the materials that we've asked you to read, there is a quiz. And the quiz is 20, and we have 20 questions that you answer. It's a multiple choice. And then we have a quiz, an essay. So it was all kinds of ways that you can respond to the material. You can write an essay or do some art or movement or poetry. A lot of my students are choosing to do presentations. And that way that I ask them to choose like 10 things that they learned from the module and make a PowerPoint. Or you can write a case study. And each time you have two questions, you can choose one. And then when you want to upload it, you fill out this form. It's a Google form. And you upload it. And then your mentor will grade it. So what I want you to see is that it's a complete system. Every module is like that, and you'll be able to see there's 10 of them. And so 11 of them, so all of them are here, and you just go one by one, or you can skip around. You don't have to go in complete order. We have a lot of our initial information in module one, so you can start here and it will give you information. How to get your membership, because that's included. There's a questionnaire that you fill out, but you also get to choose a mentor. We have almost 20 mentors now. I mean, this one would be a great one for you with her German background, and she's also a woman who lives in California, so she'd be a good for you, Kaya. But we have almost 20 mentors all around the world with all kinds of backgrounds. So you will definitely have your pick of all kinds of people. Some of us are full. I'm full. I have enough right now. That's why we have so many. But if you click on here, these are our full course materials, and you can just see all the books that we require. And you can also see here how we grade your essays. And some of this is in the beginning. If you want to go into our frequently asked questions, you can find out more how I'm graded, what we want from you, and more about our continuing education credits. Okay, I'm going to stop sharing here and just see. Do you have any questions about the Kaya? Do you have any questions, or Lauren?
No, not right now.
Lauren, do you have any questions? Hi.
That was great. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. So I wanted just to show you one more thing before we go to some little conversation I wanted to have with you. But this is Touch the Future. And I wanted just to show you, you get a free membership in this when you become a student, so you can access the documentary films that we've asked you to have a look at. But I just wanted to show you Touch the Future. So I'm hoping you can see. Can you see?
Yes.
Can you see everybody's things? I've lost you. I don't know where you all went. Hold on a second. I'm sure. All right, let me try that again. Sure. All right. So this is Touch the Future. And this is a documentary film organization, and he created what he calls the Academy. And so you get a free membership in this. We'll give you a code that you can access. And then when you come through here, you can access all these interviews. We have our own department in here, and these are all the videos that we have selected for you that are part of our program. But I just wanted to show you that when you come in here, what Michael has done is that he's created all kinds of insights. So you can hover over and find things if you really want to, so just one specific little tidbit if you're interested. And the way what his vision was is that you, when you get your membership, you can log in and hopefully I'm logged in. If you go to the academy, what you can do is an advanced search, and he has them logged in by author and by topic. So if I search for midwifery, for example, midwives, and I apply that, all these speakers come up, and you can come in here and just look. Often it's a little tiny piece, like 5 minutes long, like this from Ina May is 3 minutes and 18 seconds. So you can pull together experts from in different fields. I mean, he has so much in here, and you can just spend your time trying to find experts to help give you information, or you can show it to your own students or your own community. But he has made a pretty big effort to interview the elders and the luminaries in our field to have a record of the things that they have said. So that's a part of your classroom too. So you get a membership, you get 11 modules, you get a documentary film access, and you get a mentor, and you do that all in 1 year. So we'll help you through.
Okay.
And I invite you to come in and just look around. You can start on birthpsychology.com. You just click on the classroom. And it's a little button on the left, and it'll take you in. And the other thing I want you to know, that there's a lot in our classroom. We don't just have the educator program. We have some on-demand classes too, and I'll just show them to you.
I have a question. There's special midwifery and prenatal and perinatal healing.
Yeah.
Could I access it even though I didn't, I didn't really start yet, you know?
Yes.
Well, I don't have my midwifery certification yet, but yes. I'm interested in that as well. And I don't know if I could take it parallel, or what you recommend first, the classical classroom, the educator's course, and then this one, or
could it be taken the midwifery, we have some midwifery course content here, so you can come in and have a look at that. You can enroll in the course for free. There's 4 lectures here, so it will give you a taste. These are all lectures that have been given to our students.
And this is in the normal, let's say, normal classroom.
Yeah, you come in and there's the educator certificate course.
Okay.
But we also have this course, Midwifery and Prenatal Perinatal Healing. If you click on that, you can enroll in the course for $97. And it really is just a series of lectures.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you enroll, you're given immediate access and you're given lifetime access. And these are all, you know, and we have a couple of extra stuff. But it gives you a chance to get a sense of our paradigm, and you're welcome just to purchase that. You don't have to be a student to purchase these things. But if you go and if you come back to the classroom and you look at all the courses that we have, you can also purchase our live lecture series, which is so many wonderful lectures, and and you have access to all of them and the handouts for only $179, which is really amazing. Because that's really, you get this live lecture.
Which module is it?
It's Monday Live. So this Monday Live series 4, and we call it Monday Live because every Monday at the noon hour Eastern time, we have a live lecture. This is at the first Monday of each month, we have this sort of join the conversation, come in, learn more about us. And so the Monday Live Series 4 is the collection of all of our live lectures. And so let me just show you who we have coming up this month on parenting. So Nadia, I know you're here listening. You're one of our students, and we don't have that published yet. what's this month's theme. So we have Robin Grill, Marcy Axness, Rebecca Thompson-Hitt. These are all people that have lectured in the past. But coming up, we will have this is July. So in parenting styles, we'll have Rebecca Thompson-Hitt and Robin Grill. And then the last Monday of each month, we want to address our paradigm more somatically, understanding the therapies that you have to use and learn to heal early trauma. And this month, we have a woman named Lisa Elliott, whose specialty is the polyvagal theory. So I just want to invite you to come in here and look around at really what needs to happen. And you can purchase these for $179. If you're a logged out user, let me see what you just enroll in the course. And then it will take you here, and then you can just go ahead and purchase.
Okay.
Yeah, see, it's easy.
Okay, because I couldn't see Monday Live and all this. It's only after you purchase, you enroll, then you can go ahead.
Yeah, so here is the Monday Live. And if you come in the classroom, gosh, I want to get you back to the actual all courses. Okay, so you come in, there's free content. There's our certificate course, midwifery course, and then you can look at the Monday Live Series 4. You just purchased that. And then we have modules. You can purchase them all individually. You don't have to purchase them all at once. And then we have on-demand courses here. Each of these have anywhere between 4 and 10 lectures in them.
Can I show you how my, if I flip around my, it looks like this. And then I click on Classroom.
Uh-huh.
And then it looks like this.
Yeah.
And then I only see this.
So you see the button that says View More? You see it where it says View
okay,
More?
Okay.
Click
okay,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's okay.
No, you see. Oh, okay. And here you have Monday Live. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Now I have it. It didn't load. That's why. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. You have so many more. If you scroll down, we have a lot of lectures. We have CE quizzes. We have toolkits. Then we have our conference from 2016 that we had recorded is there. But you have to scroll down and look at everything. I know it's the scroll. Mm-hmm. Lots of scroll and pages. We have a lot. It's true.
Wow. Yeah. It's a lot. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow, a whole world.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to mute you, Kaya, and see if there's others that have questions. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Sandra Hernandez, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Hey.
And hi, everyone. Good to see you. I'm just here to listen if we have anything new coming on. And I just watched the video. I don't know if you have the time to comment something about the video.
Yeah, I thought I would show it and talk a little bit about it.
Good. Okay. But I have actually a question for you, Katie, because I have been moving emails and I lost connection with Caitlin. So I don't know if I'm still her mentee.
Which?
Remember, Caitlin? Gosh. How is her name? Caitlin?
Kelduin.
Kelduin, yeah. Kelduin.
No, she's retired. We'll give you another mentee. Would you like, just look at the list and let me know who you would like, Sandra, okay?
Okay, because that's the way that I can keep going. Thank you. So I'm here listening, right. And I want to see,
about
this video. I found very quite interesting.
Yes. Hold on one second. I'm about to go there. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to check in with Melissa here. Melissa, hi. It's Kate. What can I do for you? I know you came on after I started talking.
Hi.
Hi.
I got a flu, so I cannot talk. I'm just here.
Okay.
But do you, I'm from Brazil. I'm a psychologist, and I'm very interested in early trauma.
Yeah, we have a lot of psychologists that come in and learn in our program, and we have quite a few people from Brazil as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be great. Yeah, it would be so great if you would come in, because there's a real need in Brazil, and my Brazilian teacher students are wanting Brazilian teachers.
So nice. I will do this program with you, certainly. I don't know if I can do this now, but I will do. And now I will purchase some things separately.
Okay. Yeah, you can go in and just see. Let me just show you again. I'll go in at the end of the scroll this time so you can see. Like here go ahead.
I think there is one with $30, I don't remember, that makes a summary about everything. I think I will begin with it.
Okay. That one, I think, is probably this one. Everything went up in price a little bit. But there's birth trauma approaches would be very good for beginners, as well as as well as this one, which is the invest. This one from Wendy Ann McCarty for 19. Those are both really good. Good ones.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. And congratulations. Your work is amazing. Amazing.
Okay.
I'm always sharing everything here.
Well, we can't wait to have you. And we just had a sale that just finished, but we're getting ready to do another one. And I'm thrilled that you're interested.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, so some of you came to hear the Join the Conversation, and I put up one of our, an animated film that I find very provocative, and it's just one of the reasons why we want to teach you parenting skills is just so that you can understand a little bit about your parenting and also how to help a parent. We know that the parenting can be like a healing journey, healing for you, and healing for your children, that you can give them the optimal start. So what we ask you to do is become a little bit more aware of your own style. And there are four different styles when it comes to attachment style. And some people get confused about attachment. They think that that's something that you do in terms of like wearing your baby all the time or co-sleeping. Those things are definitely great subjects to talk about. But what we're talking about is the actual relational style. So there's an attachment that's secure, which, I mean, I think there's about 60% of us have this, and that's when we have a relational style that feels balanced, that feels like you have access to your responses, that you're not being too reactive, that you don't get shut down in your nervous system, that you feel balanced and connected, and there's warmth and ease in your relationships. Then there's the disorganized and other insecure attachment is what it's called. So there can be an anxious ambivalence style where the parent can be sometimes available and sometimes not, and can often be intrusive. And so the child begins to wonder, like, who's going to be there today? What kind of parent am I going to have? Someone who's there, someone who's not there. And they develop a way of adapting to that. And they have, it shows up as an anxious ambivalent style. And the way that they found a lot of this out was through research. This has been one of the most heavily researched topics in psychology, you know, one of them. There's probably a handful, but it's a very researched topic. You can find it anywhere. And like I was showing you our parenting styles module, we also have a module on learning and attachment. Babies learn a lot in utero, and this is a place where we can really make a difference in our babies, in our human development. Even connecting with them, singing to them, reading to them, knowing that babies learn our language and that the mother is the first world of the baby, so that the baby learns a lot as the mother is having her experiences. So we have lectures on that in our Monday Live, and we also have those two modules, the parenting and module 7, which is on learning and bonding. One of the things that ways that we learn, they learned a lot about attachment was a kind of a research experiment called the strange situation. And this is where the researchers, one of them was named Mary Ainsworth, she made this study famous by bringing parents with their little ones in ages, you know, baby to age 18 months. Okay, Lauren, thanks. Be in touch with me whenever you want any more information. She's saying goodbye to me. So they brought the parent and the baby in, and then they put a stranger in the room, and then the mother went out, and they watched how the baby behaved. And then the mother came back in, and they watched how the baby behaved. And they were able to pick up much more about the parenting style from watching the reunion of parents as opposed to the way the baby behaved when the mother went out. And they were able to pick up on three additional styles besides that secure attachment style. And so what they learned is with the anxious ambivalent style, like I described earlier, the baby would be really upset, and then the mother would come in and a baby would allow herself to be held. But often the baby would get mad at the mother too. So that there is not a real settling with the baby and mother together. And often as you grow in that as a child, you learn trust, is my parent going to be there or not? And sometimes when the parent is there, they're very invasive. So this is an anxious ambivalent style. The other style is called avoidant. And that's a lot of people that grow up in families that have avoidant attachment. They describe growing up in a place where there's an emotional desert. Often the parent is very preoccupied with something else in their life, and they really don't have access to their emotional states that they can easily share with their children. And then the last style is called disorganized, and that's when the parent is scary. So, and it's got to be chronic and consistent, and the nervous system of the child is very scared. And upon reunion, will just feel... they'll turn to the parent and freeze. This is what they noticed in the reunions. With the avoidant attachment, they noticed that the child really didn't want to reconnect. It wasn't as frozen in terror as the child with the disorganized attachment, but they did notice that on the outside, the child was monitoring themselves without too much involvement from the parent. I know that's a very short description of the attachment styles, and I invite you to do your own research and also just become one of our students. But I liked this being with Shark Music because one of the things that happens when you become a parent is that your little one on the inside, the one that had all those experiences, will start to speak louder and tell you more about it. It'll be very unconscious, but also... you'll notice in your own parenting style, how is it that you're handling your own parenting. That's why we call parenting can be a healing journey. It can be a way for you to self-reflect on the things that you have in your body and in your mind and in your worldview just from growing up in the families that you've been in. And you can make some different choices now as you parent your own children. So this video I selected for you to watch is called Shark, Being with the Shark, Being with and Shark Music. It's by an organization called Circle of Security, which is a great organization. If you want to go in and look at their website, I'll copy it here and put it in the chat. They have a lot of really wonderful videos. And let me give it to everybody. I just sent it to... They have a lot of handouts also. It's a great place to go learn, and they have a really good book on parenting styles. But they entitled that, like, when you have a pattern and how you are parenting, if you get activated or sort of awakened into your own style, they call that shark music. So I'm going to show this little video, and then I'm going to ask for questions. So hold on one second while I get that set up. Being with shark music.
Parents. Throughout history, we've struggled to get it right. We hope we won't pass on our emotional issues to our kids, and we swear we won't make the same mistakes our parents did. We all have great intentions, but something seems to get in the way. Let's look at what that might be. At Circle of Security Parenting, we believe that being emotionally available to our children in their needs is the key to doing our best as parents. We call emotional availability being with. It means teaching emotional intelligence by being with our children in all their feelings, like sadness, joy, anger, curiosity, pain, frustration, excitement, and so on. Being with children helps them understand, trust, and move on from feelings. And knowing someone is with them in their feelings helps children feel less overwhelmed and more secure. Decades of research backs this up. For parents, some of this comes easily, but other times our children express emotions that make us uncomfortable. So we pull away or try to overrule their feelings, which leaves them on their own. We do this because our children's feelings can trigger strong emotions in us. We think of it like this: our history during childhood of how core people responded to our different emotions creates the background music for how we experience our children's feelings. Let's look at this example. This girl and her father have been enjoying time together in the park, but suddenly aware of the time, Dad says, "We need to go." When the girl hears this, she starts crying and gets increasingly angry. All at once, the dad's background music changes. The background music that is playing for the father right now, we call shark music. As it turns out, the dad's own mother was uncomfortable with loud displays of emotion, and she didn't know how to handle them. So throughout his childhood, she repeatedly told her son it was pathetic to cry, and she never ever asked him about his feelings of sadness or anger. His ability to deal with his daughter's emotion now is greatly affected by the experience with his mother then. Shark music, we're rarely aware it's playing, but it's our past experiences telling us to be afraid of or uncomfortable with a feeling or need that is actually safe. When our shark music limits our ability to respond to these feelings, our children learn to hide or feel ashamed of them. This is a problem because we're teaching our children to fear emotions that are actually both safe and essential in life. Most of us experience shark music with one emotion or another, and it's different for everyone. But whenever it is triggered, our ability to respond to our children's needs is limited. The good news is, by simply calling it by name and reflecting on what our children need in the moment, we can turn down our shark music. This is so important, because if we can learn to manage our history of negative experiences and perceptions, we can respond to the truth of our child's current situation and be with them in it. Ultimately, this will help our children grow up with a better ability to understand and share more of the emotions they experience. There's no escaping it. Strong feelings are a challenge to manage as parents, but our children always benefit when we have an accurate response to what's happening, rather than reacting to the shark music we're bringing into the relationship. Remember, there's no such thing as perfect parenting, and blame never helped anyone feel more secure. That includes blaming ourselves. But the more often we can identify our shark music, the better off our children will be.
Okay. So, what's your shark music? What do you think in your life, you know, may be something that you want to pay attention to, connected to parenting? Or how were you parented? Anybody have a question or a comment about that video? Yeah, it's a very fun video. It's I feel like it's, you can get a sense of like, oh, well, there are going to be moments when my history will bleed through. You know, my mentors call it echoes of your own parenting. And if you're often the parent has a difficult time with the emotional state that their child is in, and then will somehow shut them down, either making them scared or making them feel ashamed. It's a crucible to be a parent. If you're not already one, you will find out. And I think that the more skills that you can gain before you parent, and the more that you can learn about yourself and get support, it's an amazing opportunity for you to heal your own history and also become a parent to someone, helping them live more holistically and have access to themselves so they can move forward in their purpose for being here on planet Earth. So what I'm going to put up here in your chat is an attachment quiz. If you want to learn more about your own attachment style, I'll put it there. You can copy it and put it in your and take it. You can send me your results if you want. But I'm going to put this quiz here. Feel free to copy it and paste it in your own browser. And you can find out about the different types of attachment styles that are there. We also teach them in our module 10. The month of June is a celebration of parenting. And you'll get to meet in our Monday Lives people who have, that's their expertise. Melissa says it's very challenging to parent from the inside out. It is. And you begin to learn as a parent where you have your own shark music. And so it's definitely good to get support as a parent to help you create those avenues. And one of the things we say about parenting is that you only have to be good enough. And to create a secure attachment, you have to be attuned to your child, which means understanding their emotional state and how to respond to it, only 30% of the time. So that's like one third of the time you have to be able to understand their cues and be able to help them. But you can find really good ways to make repair, which we call, you know, make saying, I'm sorry, I missed that, or I screwed that up. I mean, the more you can say stuff like that and say to your child, you know, I won't be doing better next time. I'll try not to do that next time. And then you can create a felt sense of safety in your relationship. And then they can trust that if you do screw up or scare them or shame them or act out of your own history, you'll come around and self-reflect and say, you know, I could have done that better. I want to do over. And a lot of children will say, yeah, I forgive you. Let's see what we can do. So just becoming more aware of the relationship and that your child is dependent on you. And you have to not only say, wow, I made a mistake, but actually look at your behavior and try and make changes. It's hard. It's not easy. And here at APA, we will teach you about the parenting styles and how to give you access to resources as well as experts in the field. So does anybody have any questions or comments? Sandra? Yeah, go ahead, Sandra Hernandez.
Yeah, well, I like it very much. It's, first of all, because it's easier when we see some this kind of, you know, cartoon than just, you know, seeing people, because that might help us to let it trigger some of our feelings and emotions regarding, you know, all of the situation. And I was remembering myself, Katie, when I was raising my child, my daughter in Brazil. And I was trying to remember, you know, which kind of emotions I would have myself. And then it was interesting to realize, you know, how we also learn throughout the years, of course, not just studying more. And, you know, remember, I also am a psychologist, so I study a lot and know about, you know, emotions and everything. But the interesting thing is, I was thinking, and I would suggest us to consider, I don't know, from my point of view, that we keep growing, and that we have to remember we grow in how we also react to our children or child emotions, way of dealing with the situations. And I was just thinking how I interact with my daughter nowadays over the internet, because I'm here in the US and she's in Brazil. So every situation she has, I feel, you know, the things here as well. So I try to support her. Sometimes I feel angry. Sometimes I feel fear and, oh my gosh, how can I help her? What I'm going to do? And she's already, you know, an adult. And she's already have her own little one now. And, but the point is, we have to let it go and feel our feelings. Allow us to feel our feelings. Because I'm still doing parenting. I'm not doing parenting to a child, but I'm doing a parenting to an adult, which would be more complex than I was just thinking. I don't know if that's part of the ideas that people have been discussing about this film, this video, but that's what got to me right now. Really. That's interesting. Yeah. We always think that parenting is just when we are parenting our little ones, right? But that's not the truth. That's what I just realized a few minutes ago.
Wow, you're right. I think, well, parenting adult children is hard. It's different. It's just different. They're not as dependent on you, but all the echoes of your relationship can still be at play. Mm-hmm. And so it's different. It's just different. I don't know how old your daughter is, but they say the brain is still developing all the way now up until age 26. And still, like I say, it's the quality of your relationships. So one of the things I do is illustrate who we are with those nesting dolls, you know, one doll inside another, and we have a shape and things that shape us. And they really do feel like a force, and it could be cultural, societal, and family is one of those things that has a huge shape. And your response to the parenting, maybe you're feeling your own parents. And so trying to just bring consciousness to the conversations that you have with your children, whether they're adult or little, is what is the first step. So congratulations on making one less step into the adult relations, parenting adults. And I don't know if there's others on the call. I know that there are a couple of grandmothers on the call here that may want to say something about parenting adult children.
This is Sandra. I'm also Sandra. let's see if I come up psychedelic, which I do.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with my computer, but at least the computer is back up again. They've got it that far. They just haven't got the thing so that I don't look all colored. What I wanted to say is, It's kind of like, and I've been doing a lot of studying, as Kate knows right now, about the polyvagal theory, and it's kind of like one of the things that Deb Dana said, which is the most important thing that we can do is to stay in that adult self so that they can bounce off of you. And I just had one of my daughters in Germany call me on Saturday. And she had had a really hard day, and she was needing to, she said, I was trying everything I could in my adult self to bring myself into balance. And then I finally said, I need to call mommy, you know? And so I think the thing that was the most important for me to do was to see her and hear her and cry with her as she was working through her stuff. And then just be her safe spot, just like you would when they're little, tiny, you know. So I think that we can do that as parents. We can do that. So I just wanted to say that.
and how much we learned from then as well, still, right?
Oh, yes, very much. Yeah.
And because one thing that I think that even when they are little ones and I remember, I never am going to forget a situation when my daughter was about 10, I think. And I had a very hard situation in my own job, you know, and then I got home, I was really upset and things like this. So in the other, the other day in the morning when we were eating breakfast, and they said, Mom, what's going on? I said, well, you know, you were too young to understand, you know, some things that I'm going through. And then she said, ah, yes. So you know what? From now on, I'm not going to share my things with you either. I was like, uh-huh. So I, oh my gosh. So I think she gave me, you know, a lesson that day that she was, more capable to understand not just my emotions maybe or my business situations, you know, that she could share her own better than I thought. So from that day on, I always would listen to her, share things with her. And of course, you know, just extremely things I would, oh, how I'm going to do that. But I always have done. And that's, I think, when we start developing better our attachment. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
That was an amazing experience.
I do agree with what Kate said. It is different, but it's I'll tell you another example, I think, that was really, I worked with Kate a lot when I was president, and we were both working so hard to head up things and get things going for APA. And there were times when I would get very concerned about something. And one day when I was talking to her and was upset and said, you're acting like you're a four-year-old. And then I thought, and no four-year-old needs to be talked to like I'm just now talking to her. So I think we need to think of that, you know, because what does it matter if they're in a childlike state? We need to not go into that state with them.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It was, I thought it was very painful.
And I would say this is also a lot related to our childlike.
Yeah, it was just really interesting to me because I remember thinking, oh my, and what if I think that somebody in their adult phase is acting like a child? Do I treat that child the way I was treating her? And I thought that was really, I learned a lot that day. I did. I learned a lot. And our children do that to us, our adult children. You know, I mean, they may have need to talk to us like they are 8 or 9 or 10 years old and they're actually 50. But what we need to do is, just like you said, is listen to them. Yeah, learn from them. Yeah.
Well, we all have echoes from our history that arrive, whether they're parts of our childhood or parts of our adulthood, that can come up unexpectedly. So our job is to be conscious of them and not project them onto others and claim that it's all about them. So a part of our journey is actually just recognizing our own implicit memories in our own states and take responsibility for them. And when you make mistakes, just make repair, like I said. But it's good, like what I was reading the other day, instead of feeling triggered or activated, think of it as an awakening. You can become more responsible for your own actions, and it just makes it a better world all around. Okay, so anybody else have any questions or comments?
I think I do, Kate.
Okay, Sheila.
I think there's a whole layer of complexity that happens as a mother now and as a grandmother when there's transgenerational grief, for example. When my mother-in-law died last December, there was, it brought us into a constellation where my children came over to express their sympathy to my husband, and they wouldn't give me any voice because they for some reason they shut me out. And I'm thinking, this may be a whole transgenerational complex around not speaking grief or not being allowed to speak grief. My grandmother's mother died when she was 3 months old. We never even knew what her last name was for a long time, what her any of her name was, because they didn't speak about it during those periods. So we're really, you've heard of William Emerson's haunted womb. It's sort of like a haunted heart. You have to keep that in mind when you're talking with people too, and deal with your own.
Yeah, I would definitely agree that there's a transgenerational aspect is definitely at play in our implicit memories. And working with even previous pregnancies before you were born, you know, it can be in the field. And we have a really wonderful talk about that in our Monday Live. It was actually uploaded into free content if anyone wants to listen to it. It's by Mia Califf and her book, It's Never Too Late to Heal. She talks about encountering the family field. Sometimes she talks about as you come into relationship with your family through as a spiritual being, you inherit the family line, issues in the family line. So her specialty is being able to acknowledge and work with issues in the family field. And you're able to track back sometimes as many as 4 or 5 generations things that happen. So there's been some great books written about it. I have not heard The Haunted Heart, Sheila. Feel free to put a TM beside that. And so I've heard you talk about the mother line and grief in the mother line. And I think that there's truth to all the things that you have said. It's useful. So when we have parents that come to us, we have a new parenting course that we haven't launched yet, but just helping parents gently self-reflect on their own family lines or ancestral lines. And you can find not only these haunted places, but also the healing stories, the hero stories. It's just a level of awareness. And once you can find a way to be with all the nervous system states that can come with your stories and sit there and be with them, you can make a different choice. Maybe you won't lash out at your coworker and say, oh, you're acting like a 4-year-old, once you have the capacity to be with your level of activation. Or maybe you'll have a way of sitting with your family and saying, hi, I want to be a part of the conversation. I know you're not talking to me about it, but I just want to be a part of it. And you find a way to do that with a nervous system that's regulated and present, and that's healing. And for those of you who are listening and not part of our program, we do put a big focus on learning about healing states in our bodies and understanding the trauma states. And it's our Creating Safety course, which all students have access to in our Monday Live, the last Monday of every month. So we're just about to the end of our time here. I'm really glad you've joined us for the conversation. I feel like this has been a rich connection. We were able to show you around the classroom a little bit and have a conversation with some of our graduates. Sheila's one of our graduates, and some of our students. The two Sandras that are here, and Nadia. And so many thanks for coming, and to be continued, join us for the conversation next month. That'll be, what's the first July? July 1st will be our next conversation. And we'll have a lot of these in the month of August, because that's when we pause before the next Monday Live series starts. We're making big changes to our program, so stay tuned. It's getting better and better. See you next time.